KPX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A judge in New York is set to decide whether President-elect Donald Trump will be sentenced for his 34 felony hush money convictions. Because Trump has just been reelected president, ABC's Aaron Katursky says...
The only two real options, I think, are to preserve the conviction but sentence him in, say, 2029, or toss the whole thing out and just move on.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is lowering the threshold for Russia's use of nuclear weapons. The new doctrine allows for a potential nuclear response by Moscow, even to a conventional attack on Russia by any nation that is supported by a nuclear power. He's presumably talking about the U.S., which recently gave Ukraine permission to fire U.S.-made missiles into Russian territory. U.S. stocks are slipping following escalations in the Russia-Ukrainian conflict. Sales and profits are up at Walmart, though. During an earnings call, the company raised its outlook for the year as well. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. WPS Health Solutions here in Dane County is laying off hundreds of people. 313 will lose their jobs, mostly at their Monona office. Executives say these layoffs are necessary after losing federal contracts. WPS provides supplemental insurance for people here in Wisconsin and has contracts with Medicare in 9 other states. And a busy food pantry in the Baraboo area is being forced to find a new space. Beyond Blessed Pantry Executive Director Shannon Howley says their lease isn't being renewed, despite more families needing their help.
So prior to the last 2 weeks, I would have told you we were averaging between 675 households to 700 households. And currently, the last couple weeks, we've been over 775 households.
The pantry has to relocate by January. Howley worries it'll have to close during a busy holiday and winter season. Meanwhile, it's Winter Weather Awareness Week here in Wisconsin. We haven't gotten there yet, but preparing for the cold can save lives. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
There were 45 cold-related deaths in the state last year. And the Wisconsin Department of Health Services says there were 861 emergency department visits and 225 hospitalizations from cold-related illnesses. Matt Friedline at the National Weather Service says the temperatures are about to take a dip.
Yeah, winter is a season that everyone needs to prepare for, even if you're hardy and have experienced many cold winters.
Reminding us that we may be forced to drive out in a snowstorm and we could get stranded out on the road. And this is exactly why you'll want an emergency kit with a shovel, sand, or cat litter. And go toss a heavy blanket, extra gloves, hat, and water in the trunk right now. Those are essentials in dire situations. And then you don't have to think or worry about it again until you need it. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
And I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Who's next at Wisconsin? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. We told you after losing to Oregon, the Badgers fired their offensive coordinator, Phil Longo, after just 2 seasons. So who will replace him? Head coach Luke Fickell asked at a press conference.
Just who's going to be calling plays for the rest of the season and why that particular person?
Why does it matter? Right? I mean, the offense will, you know, be run and those guys will do a lot of things collaboratively together. And I don't think it really is important as to who is calling it. You know, I guess it gives you the ability to point a finger at somebody if that's the case. But it's not one of those things I think is that important. Sometimes I think it's overrated in some ways. But it'll be a collaborative group and those guys will have to work a lot together.
College hoops, Wisconsin with another win, 87-84 over Texas Rio Grande Valley. The Badgers undefeated at 5-0. The Bucks with a win, 101-100 over the Houston Rockets, thanks to a gutsy layup by Damian Lillard.
It comes down to who's going to make the plays. And I thought tonight in that last stretch, we was the one to make the plays.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Showers this morning, mostly cloudy and windy all day today with a high in the mid-50s here this afternoon. Tonight, we'll drop into the upper 30s. Tomorrow, some rain showers, then few snow showers in the afternoon with a high tomorrow near 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next program, we'll talk to author and blogger Mike McCabe.
And we'll get into the details about the fourth turning.
What is it and how will it change our lives?
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Stephanie Miller. You say what you want to say, and let the words fall. Honestly, I want to see you be brave. What you want to say, and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave.
Where do you get most of your news and information?
Most of it.
I know it's not CNN. Which yeah. That's why I'm here.
Actually,
I got here.
Like, actually, most of the information I got was from Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan.
He's a legend, man.
Yeah.
But mostly, like, social media. If you want to be quite honest, it's social media.
Yeah.
Well, that's
TikTok?
Usually. That's what everything spreads around, man.
Yeah.
TikTok's everywhere, man.
But what is it about the old school media like CNN that...
Oh, like if you look at us younger kids, like, I don't know, like the older people, like, because they grew up on news. They didn't have social media when they were younger. So, like, us, we just got introduced to, like, all social media and news easier, you know?
Didn't Joe Scarborough just say this morning it's okay to kiss Trump's ass because, you know, that's because social media is not real life? Okay. One more.
None of us kids, like, our age, like, really watch or, like, want to read a newspaper. Oh, sorry. Read a newspaper, yeah. Then, you know?
Yeah.
I don't watch a lot of mainstream stuff.
Yeah. Where'd you get your news?
Like Reddit.
Yeah.
A lot of podcasting.
Yeah, like who?
Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
The Joe Rogan Experience.
Do you think it was a mistake for Harris not to go on Joe Rogan, or do you
probably.
Think...
Honestly. I think, like a long conversational talk is better than a debate.
Right.
Honestly. You see how a person actually interacts.
Yeah.
So we just talked about this off air, and Joe Rogan was not going to endorse Kamala Harris anyway. And, you know, I don't honestly could have, should have, would have. You know, maybe she should have done Joe Rogan. But I think, first of all, I'm so tired of the what do we call this, Jody? The
circular
firing squad or whatever. But all I'm saying is I don't think they were going to vote for the black lady. This dude bro culture. But let's talk to our favorite dude bro.
In a not too distant basement. Way down in mama's crib, she welcomed a guy named Victor. He is one of my favorite libs. If you're wondering how he got on the phone and other science facts, then repeat to yourself, it's Stephanie Show. We should really just relax. For Victor C. Political Science Theater 3000.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. The official stem cell of the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Victor Shi. We've missed you.
Yeah. I miss you, too. I was going to say, I went from being named the official stem cell to dude bro. I'll take it.
Great to see you. None of us have kids, so we're all like, Victor, what's happening with the kids? So you just graduated from UCLA. You were working on the campaign, so you haven't been able to come on in a while.
Yeah.
But so we started talking off air, and I wanted to save the conversation for on air because obviously that's a conversation, right, about Joe Rogan. Just give us your thoughts on all of this.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I think all of the sort of postmortem analysis has been really exhausting to hear, but I think generally Joe Rogan wouldn't have helped. I don't think that he would have endorsed Kamala. I don't think that it would have really mattered. But I do think that it's worth having a conversation more generally about sort of where our media is right now and this Republican-controlled media ecosystem that keeps me up at night. I just wrote about this like last week, but when you look at sort of all the mediums of communication, radio, podcasts, cable news, state and local media now, it's pretty much all co-opted and owned by Republicans. And Democrats, I think, have a lot of catching up to do, and I think we have to think a lot about sort of where we go next in terms of where we convey our information, what that looks like, who it reaches, because right now, unfortunately, the most popular shows are all Republican, and I think Democrats have some catching up to do.
Yeah, it's interesting. First of all, the thing that disturbed me the most is that they called that news. I get my news from Joe Rogan.
Yes,
not news. But, you know, it is the ecosystem we're in. You're right. And I think Chris brought up, Mark Maron is a very popular podcast, and he's a left-leaning guy. So, listen, there's a lot of left-leaning, I think, talented broadcasters, you know.
Stephanie Miller show.
Oh, yeah, me. Well, me. I think primarily my point was me.
It's Doy.
But, you know, like Joe Rogan, we actually talk about other stuff than politics, and so does Mark Maron. I mean, I think that's part of it is that, you know, as we were saying, I don't think anyone wants to hear just, like, talking points on either side.
Right.
But I agree with you that I think you cannot ignore the massive, like, not just racism, misogyny, but also disinformation. It'd be different if Kamala Harris lost on, you know, things that were true. You know, we were just talking about the massive disinformation campaign that Elon Musk and Russia used. Yeah. But, you know, Victor, I think part of it is why, and it's not just your age group, but why are people so, you know, what's the word, susceptible to these, to believing these lies?
Yeah, I think it's twofold. I mean, you're exactly right on sort of it's all dependent on where people consume their information. There was this one graphic that I saw at post-election. I don't know which news source put it out, but it looked at who people voted for and which type of information they consumed. And when you look at younger audiences who voted for Trump, they consumed their information through YouTube and through these podcasts. And then the older you got, it was more newspaper and more cable TV, and they tended to vote more for Democrats. So that was really interesting to see. But to your point about where, you know, why people are so susceptible, I think it's a fundamental sort of shift in our culture away from things like civics and we don't have information or media literacy. I mean, those are all very long-term solutions, I think, to this really immediate problem. But, you know, states are doing a really bad job at teaching civics and how to consume information. I think that we have to start building that up, whatever that looks like, on the state level going forward.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because you're an educated guy. Obviously, you graduated from the wrong university, UCLA.
Yes.
No, that's the right one.
All the time.
A USC grad. But my point is, Victor, that, you know, again, I know we deal with this whole, like, oh, liberals, elites, and they're talking down to people. I mean, to me, it's not even necessarily education, because some of the smartest people I know didn't go to college.
Yeah,
I'm not.
Yeah,
totally. It's just critical thinking skills. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You know, we were talking about the, you know, student protest, the college protesters.
Yeah.
That,
yeah,
of course, in record time, they're all saying, oh, my God, what did we vote for? And, oh, we got played.
Right.
By Trump. And I'm like, no, not if you listen to anything he ever said. You knew that he would be a disastrous choice for Palestinians.
Mm-hmm.
But
I mean, I was stunned by, after the election, there was this image where it showed all the Google searches. And one of the things that spiked after the election was, who is president? Is Biden still president? Or can I change my vote? Did Biden drop out? Right, right. I mean, it's things like that where, and it just speaks to, I mean, ways that people consume information are so different, and people just, if they're on Instagram, if they have this curated feed, or if they're on TikTok, they won't even come across political content. And so
mommy's old. The point that I was thinking that went away is that Joe Rogan is proudly ignorant. Like, he says, like, I don't really know. I'm just dumb guy. I don't know anything. I mean, it's something to be proud of, I guess. So that's the thing. It's like, yeah, I get it, that's where young guys are getting information, but, you know, it's almost
that,
like, proudly ignorant. Like, oh, I don't.
People relate to that. Yeah. Listeners relate to that.
But, I mean, that's where you get the anti-vax conspiracy theories and anti-science nonsense, Victor. I mean, that's all I'm saying is how do we reclaim just facts?
Yeah. No, I mean, it's going to be a challenge. I think we need I mean, luckily we have a really talented bench. I think we need punchers who are able to go on those shows and give them that narrative. I thought John Fetterman did a fine job on Joe Rogan before the election, but we just need more people on those networks. And I think talking about sort of not only Republicans and sort of how they're basically manipulating people and that they're actually not working for the people, but also being proud of what we stand for. I think there was a clip of Gavin Newsom from a few months ago who was saying how he noticed that Democrats are still a little bit too cautious when it comes to communicating and being proud of what they stand for. And I think we just have to be proud. We have to tell people that, look, these are the policies that are being enacted in these states, and we are fighting for you, and not shy away from that and not give ground to Republicans trying to, you know, attack us for what we're trying to do. You know, these are actually really important.
I mean, we talk about that all the time, Victor. Alpha liberals. Gavin Newsom's a great example. Eric Swalwell, Pete Buttigieg. Yeah. To the point, they go on Fox News. To the point, we were saying there was some reporting that, you know, it was Kamala Harris's staff that, you know, was reticent about her going on Joe Rogan. I think that would is a mistake, because I think she was great in every arena she went into. Fox News, Howard Stern, you name it. So I think she would have done great on Rogan. So, you know, in that sense, like you say, I don't think he was going to endorse her, and I don't think it, largely his listeners were going to vote for her anyway. But I think she would have done great. So I think you're right. We can't be afraid.
I think we just have to show ourselves consistently. And again, she was in. I mean, Kamala Harris did the very best she could with what she was given and the circumstances she was in. I mean, 107 days to go across the country and introduce herself to an electorate and dig herself out of a very deep hole. I mean, that is a very impressive thing to do. But I think going into 2028, we just have to be on there more consistently and show them that we, you know, handle those types of interviews, because, you know, like you said, she was great on Bret Baier. She was she really killed on those interviews. And I just think it was a matter of time and maybe circumstance, but we can start early this time.
Alan Lichtman, the historian who's, you know, predicted every election correctly, you know, based on, I don't know, the real world that we've all lived in up until now. And he said, same thing I've been saying, Victor, the biggest factor in this election was disinformation, the massive amount of disinformation. Yeah. Because, like I say, it's not that the economy is not an issue or the price of things, but it was disinformation and fear-mongering that won the day on the economy or any other issue. Yeah. Like I said, if we had lost a fair fight on the issues, like politics always has been, but he said this massive amount of disinformation, and you know, it goes to your point about the information ecosystem we live in now. So, you know, I don't, again, we've been saying for a zillion years that, like, wealthy liberals have to fund infrastructure like they've done on the right. But
totally. No, we need the money that they have, because they have invested so much money in that.
Yeah. You said, blah, blah, blah. Oh, you were talking about the nominees. You threaded, this is now up to Republicans to decide whether these nominees will be confirmed to their positions. History will be watching them. Our nation will be watching them. Don't let your eyes off Republicans. We will remember what they do. What they count on, Victor, fascists, autocrats, whatever, is for us to give up, right? Mm-hmm. Us to just stop fighting and go, oh, God, it's too depressing, and I'm just going to tune out of politics. That's exactly what they want, right?
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, and I was just telling before we went on air, I was like, I'm too depressed to even watch the news. But I think now is actually important for all of us to stay engaged and to keep up the fight, because you're right. I mean, all of these nominees, I mean, they're so, you think about Matt Gaetz running DOJ or RFK Jr. running HHS. I mean, they're so unqualified. And at first, you know, glance, it's like, you know, we seem powerless. We don't have the House control. We don't have Senate control. We're sort of just out there. But I think it's really important for people to use their voices to go on platforms like Blue Sky and create an account and do something, because I think we need that more than ever now, and we cannot cede ground to that movement.
You know, we've been talking, everybody's been talking about Joe and Mika going groveling to Mar-a-Lago, and then in record time, you know, Trump slamming them for doing it. And, you know, again, you know, ratings at MSNBC are way down because, you know, first of all, they didn't like the beating up Biden, you know, that's why Lawrence O'Donnell was the only ones whose ratings were up. And now they don't like this beating up on Democrats and blaming Democrats solely for what happened. And now going and, you know, kissing up to Donald Trump. So,
yeah,
no, go ahead. Just your thoughts on all that.
No, I mean, first of all, that the Mika Joe situation is unforgivable, and it's this normalization of Trump that apparently they still haven't learned their lesson, and we have to somehow teach them. But I think people are getting exhausted of sort of cable, and I think they're having a reckoning. But all of us, we can do our part and really get that information out there just every single day, getting the facts out there, and you're doing that. So
thank you, honey. Well, you know, the reason I brought that up just quickly is because that soundbite we played. The kids said, where do you get your information? Social media, and so this is like Scarborough's defense this morning is, social media is not real life. And, people are very supportive of what we did. No, Joe, people are not. That's why your ratings are in the toilet, So your point is well taken, Victor. We got to fight everywhere. I just got on Blue Sky. I'm on Twitter. I'm not ceding any ground. I'm on Threads. I'm on everywhere. So I think you're right. Don't, do what you need to do to take care of yourself, but get back in the fight.
Grandma's doing the social media.
Grandma's doing, I don't even know how it works yet.
It's fun.
Okay. All right, Victor, thanks for, it was so much. We just really, honestly, I know you're a youngin', but we look up to you. You're just so inspirational.
Well, he's also very tall, so you have to look up.
He is very tall. Love you, Victor.
I love you guys.
Thank you guys.
I'll look forward to the next time.
All right,
thank you, Victor. Thank you, Victor.
Bye, guys.
See you soon, honey. All right, 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Credo.
See, the youngins aren't going to inspire us to stay in the fight one way or another. Here's how you can do it. Credo Mobile, right? Get in business with companies that just share your values.
Yep.
The state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, overwhelmed. We're going in the wrong direction. We are all John Candy every day going, you're going the wrong way.
You're going to kill somebody.
Everybody. Okay, switch to Credo Mobile. It's so easy. It's a progressive phone company. Every month they donate hundreds of thousands to progressive nonprofits that need our help more than ever right now. And here's what you get when you do that. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you need from a phone company, the largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. Bring your current phone. Bring your current number. Bam! So easy. Go to CredoMobile.com. For Stephanie Miller Show listeners, here's another win. Off into an infinity of wins. You get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25 at CredoMobile.com. That is CredoMobile.com.
I am shocked and appalled.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, it's the most wonderful time of the year. Or is it? Family gatherings, holiday parties can be fun and filled with holiday cheer. Plenty of holiday goodies to eat. However, with a little more holiday goodies on our plates than usual, our health can take its toll, right? And we got to take care of ourselves more than ever now. Luckily, we have Just Thrive Probiotic, the only clinically proven probiotic and antioxidant on the market. Unlike most probiotics, Just Thrive beats post-meal bloat and indigestion, supports a strong immune system, gives you a clear, glowing skin, and can also improve your sleep. Just Thrive comes in capsules or gummies, and it's the perfect gift to keep your gut in balance during the busy holiday season and beyond. Give yourself the gift of health this year and kickstart your New Year's routine early with Just Thrive. Studies have shown Just Thrive probiotic has 1,000 times the survivability of other probiotics. For a limited time, save 20% site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. Once again, justthrivehealth.com, the promo code Stephanie for 20% off site-wide.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
She's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
This is Chad Spate. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chance Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chance Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I've got a kid probably heading off to college in about a year and a half, and I'm doing everything I can to help her build her credit score. Now, one of the tips I was very excited to put into practice is adding my daughter as an authorized user on my most perfectly paid off credit card account. The idea here is that credit card companies report the payment histories of everyone with a card in their name, including the authorized users. That way, your kid benefits from your good credit habits and the length of your credit history and gets a boost to their credit score right out of the gate. Now, the rub is that not all card issuers report all this info, so it's essential to check with your card and make sure they report. And remember, this goes both ways. Good credit behavior boosts scores, but any slip-ups like missed payments or late payments, that hurts them. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Stephanie Miller. Oh, here she comes. Watch out, boy. She'll chew you up. Oh, here she comes. She's a man eater.
Yes, you eat men all the time.
Yes, you do.
A what?
You eat men.
I do. Yes, I am. In fact, a man eater. Okay. Can I just say, about all the, I mentioned this yesterday, but among all the ways that Donald Trump has, I just think, divided us like never before in this country, the gender thing, as I was saying, I know we joke. I am a la-la-la-la. Lesbian. However, I love men. People closest to me in my life, my whole life, professionally, personally, are men. And I think it's just, this whole thing, right? This whole, like, we were just talking to Victor about the douche bro thing, and Jody and I yesterday talked about how it's definitely rapey. It's definitely rapey. Homophobic it's at times. Rapey. It's, but also, you know, it's just this whole, like, your body, my choice. Where is this? Nick Fuentes, a white supremacist who's praised Hitler, once described his ideal wife as 16 years old, tweeted, I'd just like to take the opportunity to thank men for saving this country from stupid bitches who wanted to destroy the world to keep abortion. Your body, my choice forever. That was the very inclusive language they used right after the election. Those are the people they'd like us to reach out and to heal and to be nice to them now. But anyway, I just think it's a shame that they've caused, like, every division imaginable, right? Yeah. Let's go to Shirley in D.C. Hi, Shirley.
Oh, hey. Yes, I'm sorry. I was watching this show.
That's all right.
I just called. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Steph, and I had a great time at the Durham and the Atlanta show. You guys were awesome.
Oh.
But the reason why I'm calling is because I want people to back off Chris, okay? Let's just learn to live and let live. That's why we're in the state we're in right now. Everybody's too quick to judge everybody.
Yeah, and he has pertussis and also probably pleurisy. So just back off him at least today.
And parentheses.
Well, yeah. I'm a limey, so get him some limes. It'll be all right.
No, it's true. I've been saying this over and over. We got to give everybody a little bit of grace, a little bit of space. This is just not an easy time for everybody. Hey, let's talk about the new head of the FCC.
Okay, does that mean we can start swearing? Because they want free speech.
Yeah. His pick to run the FCC, Brendan Carr, took to social media and threatened broadcast media. That's a good start. With upcoming government regulations to make sure it's acting in what he deems the public interest. Oh, that doesn't seem... Huh? He wrote the, what do you call it, Project 2025 section on the FCC. You know, the thing that Trump has never heard of and doesn't have any idea what's there. Okay. Carr thanked Trump online and said, we must dismantle the censorship cartel and restore free speech rights for everyday Americans. Okay, I was unaware we had lost our free speech.
Well, no. We are not allowed to speak every word that we would like to speak, so technically we are censored by the government.
Well, that's only because we're on terrestrial radio stations as well as satellite. And.
But he's going to run the terrestrial. He's running the FCC, and he wants us to not be censored. Right. So therefore...
You know what I've always said? The airwaves, the public airwaves, do not belong to me or to Sean Hannity. They belong to the American people.
Exactly.
And that's what... Okay. Hi, wealthy liberals.
But he's also
buy radio stations, buy everything, buy get it, do a podcast, whatever you want, infrastructure for progressive, entertaining progressives.
He's also talking about regulating social media, which I completely disagree with.
Yeah, 29 minutes after the hour, Stephanie Miller Show.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Tonight, the Sun Prairie City Council is voting on an incentive package to develop the site of the deadly explosion back in 2018. In August, they approved plans for a $41 million hotel and apartment project. Now the city is set to okay $7 million in incentives for the developer. In 2018, firefighter Corey Barr died after a worker hit a natural gas line. He was in the middle of getting others to safety. As part of this plan, there will be a memorial to the tragedy on the corner of Main and Bristol Streets. And a new development for Madison's Black Business Hub, it's set to get a wine and cupcake bar. People could grab a glass and something sweet. It'll be called Taylor Nicole Wine and Cupcake Lounge. Entrepreneur Shakia Davis is currently tasting to find her top five cupcake bakers in Madison. They're also hiring a whole team. She's planning for a soft launch in January and a grand opening in February for Black History Month. And in the fight against the opioid crisis, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services now has a new tool. It'll help health officials all over the state be in touch with one another and track overdoses faster. Derek Tritz explains.
A new online tool launched by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, or DHS for short, might help tackle the overdose epidemic. The Wisconsin Suspected Overdose Alerts for Rapid Response System provides near real-time data pertaining to suspected overdoses, allowing for faster and more informed action by health professionals. This launch comes off the heels of reports showing that suspected overdose deaths are trending downward for the first time since 2018. This tool is not available to the public. However, the publicly available anonymous data on confirmed drug overdoses and substance use will still be available on the DHS website.
Public Health Madison-Dane County also offers overdose spike alerts that anybody can sign up for. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. The rain goes away today, but the wind does not. Mostly cloudy skies, with temps topping out in the mid-50s, wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies, lows in the upper 30s, not as windy, but still a touch on the breezy side. Right now, 53 degrees.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
To all you tool people out there, has Harbor Freight got a deal for you? Big savings every single day this November. Because we know that right now, when the price of everything only seems to go up, you need a place where prices stay low. So shop in-store or online for quality tools you can trust at prices you'll love every day. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, an updated version of All the Best People. Paul Trebbian will be here to talk about the holiday faux fair, and we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Fair housing. It's not an option. It's...
We are here at Madison Square Garden for the UFC with special guest President-elect Donald J. Trump. And we are speaking to some of the young men who helped get Trump elected.
Saving our country. I don't got no taxes on my tips now.
Yeah,
so
you do.
Thank you, Donald Trump. Love you. Pookie.
You guys both vote for Trump?
Of course.
Yeah?
I've been working at the same restaurant for 4 years. I've been a waiter. I've been a busser. I've been a barback. You know, I just don't... All the taxes that... Can I curse? No, I'm on that.
Oh, curse as much as you want.
What the you want, man?
Well, I mean...
So he thinks that he's not going to be... April is going to be a big surprise.
He thinks it's changed already, even though Trump's not in office. But
and he has no control over that. That would be a legislation thing that would have to happen.
Because disinformation is not a problem. I told you my Uber driver 2 days after the election. It's like, well, all I know is my money's doing better. I'm like, Joe Biden's still president. Oh, my God.
All right. Start naming bonuses as tips, where so CEOs and those that get, quote, bonuses are now tipped, and so they won't have to pay taxes on their tips. That's what he's going to do.
Okay. Of all the dividing that Donald Trump has done, we were talking about this whole gender grab. Sorry, did I say
grab?
Gender gap?
He said gender grab.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, that's what Matt Gaetz does.
Yes, he grabs the genders.
Yes.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's just all the way to the top of the Trump administration, just rapey, creepy.
Mm-hmm.
So this story, McKenna, who is 24, lives in a rural conservative state, recently got back on dating apps after a year of finding herself. She's had two first dates planned this weekend. After Trump won the election, though, she canceled both. She said, it's heartbreaking to know that in this country, you only matter if you're a straight white man. It's just devastating. We're at this point, so I will not let another man touch me till I have my rights back. The basic idea, women swear off heterosexual marriage, dating, sex, and childbirth in protest against institutionalized misogyny and abuse. I mean, when you've got Nick Fuentes calling people dumb bitches and saying, your body, my choice, and they're the ones saying, you know, oh, come on, calm down, get over this. Let's all heal and come together. No, you know what? Go to your own websites and find your women. That's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
You've heard of Asian Friend Finder, Black Cupid, and J-Date. There's even wherewhitepeoplemeet.com. But who has the time to go swimming through that huge gene pool? You've got better things to do. Announcing wherewhitepeopledatetheircousins.com. Where White People Date Their Cousins has the patented family tree selection engine that helps you sift through all your potential mates who don't share your interests, your passions, your paternal grandmother.
I met Billy Ray on Where White People Date Their Cousins, and we realized all those family reunions just weren't enough.
Amber Jean was a lot more fun than when we were playing G.I. Joe meets Barbie in the sandbox 20 years ago.
Where White People Date Their Cousins.com. Available now in these 31 red states. From the people who brought you Nazi eHarmony, Sudeten Date, and Christian Mengele.
Come on, it's funny, Sudeten Date. Where do you go, Hitler Burger, on a Sudeten Date?
That's right. Doy.
All right, I have been talking about, in honor of Kamala Harris, to try to lift someone up instead of beat them down, because we were all very, very exhausted and raw. On that subject, I suck. I suck balls. I just want to say that right now. I totally missed yesterday. Margaret said, Steph, my sister Kate from Milwaukee is a huge fan of yours. Our beloved Kate from Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. She made that beautiful blanket for me upstairs. Mm-hmm. She and her husband, Scott, have been through a horrible, horrible year. People are going through a lot of stuff outside politics. So just remember with that, that people are going through stuff and maybe need a lift. I'm reaching out to ask a big favor. Kate turns 50 November 18th. I meant to do this yesterday. I suck. Yesterday. Is there any possible way you could do a special shout out with a nod to her husband, Scott, as well? Happy birthday, Kate.
Happy birthday, Kate.
Late. The Sexy Liberal Tour hit Chicago on August 17th. Kate and Scott were lined up with front row tickets to the show. I remember this. Kate called at 7 a.m. That morning. Scott got the call. There was a matched kidney. Of course, they dropped everything but still thought of others and transferred their tickets to a friend so their amazing seats wouldn't go to waste. Kate has been my biggest supporter and protector my whole life. They deserve a little sunshine. If you're still reading this, thank you, Maggie. Thank you, Maggie, and happy birthday, Kate, and thank you for all the love and support. And I'm sorry. I have friends going through health stuff. It's just, you know, people are going through other stuff that makes then all this, you know, political stress on top of it. I ran into the beautiful Mary Lou Hamill. She said Mark's been really depressed. You know, Mark worked his heart out in this election.
Yes, he did.
And left it all on the field. Yeah. And there are people just, you know, you think, oh, they're rich and famous. They're not going to be affected. You know, everybody is
people.
Affected. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jorita in Washington. Steph, one good thing is I found your show on Free Speech TV. Welcome all the former Morning Joe viewers. Never say I'm not an opportunist and a capitalist, despite being a liberal. I'm also signing up for other podcasts that align with my beliefs. Midas Touch, Brian Tyler Cohen, Great Choices.
He's coming on very soon, too.
Yes, he is.
Great Choices. Dean Obadala will be on tomorrow. Support SiriusXM Progress here with John Fugelsang, Zerlina Maxwell, Michelangelo Signorelli, so many great talents. As one of my friends said, the great reckoning is coming. I'm still friends with a few Strumpers. For me, I find it's better to keep friends close than enemy friends closer to see how they react to the carnage coming our way and help convince them and others to change their thinking and understanding. Also, not just disinformation, but not educated on the issues. I was deleted by a friend who thought Roe v. Wade was signed off on by Biden-Harris. OMG, sigh, WTF. So thanks for your work and keep on flatulating the pork whistle. What?
No, that's not what
flatulating on the pork whistle.
No.
No, I believe we said Christy Noem rode Corey Lewandowski's pork whistle. That was separate from a flatulent joke. Okay, encourage people.
Oh, now you
encourage
made
people
Chris
to spread.
Feel even more. He feels worse now.
He's already a little barfy.
Yeah.
Encourage people to spread listening to their liberal podcasts and media. I also plan to go back to the sidewalk, Planned Parenthood, to help with access. WTF, I graduated in 1974. I never thought I'd be fighting for this again. Well, we got to do it again. Sorry.
And you know what? If you can't afford to subscribe to the Stephcast, subscribe to the Happy Hour podcast.
There you go.
It's free.
It's absolutely free. Just search for Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour in your favorite podcast app. You know, there'd be some commercials that you listen to.
Support our sponsors. Right. Give us the five-star reviews, right? Yep. Downloads. That helps all of us.
Yes.
In this era, if you want to help fight disinformation, we're all part of it.
But, of course, subscribe to the Stephcast only. Well, it has done.
It is the best price podcast for the commercial-free podcast.
Yes. It's a commercial-free podcast, and so it condenses all 3 hours of the Stephanie Miller Show into about an hour 50. There you go.
Fantastic. Gideon in Tennessee. Hi, Gideon.
Hi, Stephanie. Hey, Chris, I wanted to say hi to you, man, and express my support for you. I only caught bits and pieces of the conversation, but to my understanding, somebody gave you a hard time for being a MAGA choosing to remain to be friends with a MAGA supporter.
No, okay. Important distinction.
He's not MAGA. He voted for Trump. He and I have had exactly two political conversations, and both of them have been very cordial and respectful to each other.
Right.
He is not MAGA.
Correct.
He is not a troll. I have lost friendships with MAGA people.
Yeah.
David is not one of them. And so that's why I get really, really protective of him.
He kept it.
He's one of the good people.
He came to Durham Sexy Liberal and laughed.
Yes, he did.
Anyway.
So, you know, that's why I get really protective of him, because he's one of the good people. Yeah. And when people automatically make him the enemy or the villain, that's what gets me upset.
Well, and you know, again, I would say my mom was before this version of Trump and post 34 felonies and rape. And I don't know how she'd feel now. You know, she passed at 100 and she had Alzheimer's and, you know, but I do know that I don't mean to make this so patronizing, but part of it is that, again, it was disinformation even then, because she watched Fox News 24/7 and she was also under a lot of influence from another Trump or family member, let's just say. But that's, so, you know, Chris, this didn't start just this election. I remember how many conversations I would have with my mom when we still did talk politics, where she would say something and I'd say, well, Mom, that's just not true. Where'd you hear that? And I knew where. Fox News. That's where she heard it. So disinformation didn't start yesterday. But that's why I always say that's the larger thing, because my mom has a good heart. She's an amazing mom. I wasn't going to, you know, not have a relationship with my mom over politics. But anyway, so how about this? By the way, speaking of reaching out, Marjorie Taylor Greene has repeated her demand that America get a divorce. She urged a national split from Democratic states. So is that part of the healing you're talking about?
Yes, that's part of it.
Yeah. To anybody that's criticized Trump. Yeah. She said, I'm still in favor of a national divorce if need be, if Democrat. It's Democratic. Governors plan to commit treason against our president and the majority of Americans, not majority of Americans, voted for him, and let them destroy their own states. Okay. She's been talking about this forever. They just casually throw around civil war, national divorce, and then they're like, oh, how come you're being so mean and hysterical? Okay, guys, David in Palm Desert. Hi, David.
Hi, good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Just real quick, I'm a Portuguese-American. I grew up in the Bay Area. My husband is Mexican, and we've been together for 20-something years. In the last few weeks, I've just noticed that, you know, he'll speak Spanish to me in a restaurant, and sometimes I speak Portuguese or Spanish back to him. The dirty looks and even comments to us have started to step up. I'm retiring this year. We made the decision recently to sell our home and move to Portugal. It hurts me to see the comments, especially towards my husband, that we get in public. I mean, the Coachella Valley has a lot of snowbirds, so they're not all Californian.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's been a rough couple of weeks, but we've made the decision. In fact, I'm driving right now to sell one of my cars, because we're going to download them by the summer. We expect to be in Portugal. It's not hard for me to get him Portuguese papers. I have them from my parents. Yeah. Portugal, while it's not cheap anymore, it's a place where people remember what it's like to have a fascist government, and they don't want it.
Yeah.
And
David,
I
wish every good soul would stay in the fight with me here in this country we love, but I get it. I mean, and it's not just videos you see everywhere on social media, on TV. Trump has emboldened people to act like racist, sexist, homophobic douchebags to other people in public. So
Absolutely. So
you're not wrong about, you know, what's happening in our beloved country. But I hope every good person that can will stay in the fight with me here, because that's how love wins eventually, you know. And anyway, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry for the treatment, and I wish you well. You know what the most important thing is you get the Stefcast, even in Portugal.
That's right.
Yeah, you can.
That's how you take a little piece of Americana with you.
They have cheap wine in Portugal, so we're looking forward to
that's
that.
That's even
there
better.
You go. Cheap wine in the Stefcast. All right, love you, David. Stay safe.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. I was telling you guys, I just thought, you know how, like, we feel powerless, and I keep saying reach out to people, or just acts of kindness can counter. I don't know how else we take back this country, but maybe one person or loved one or act of kindness at a time. But I was telling a delightful story about me buying wine at the supermarket.
Yes, it was delightful.
A lot of wine. You bought
a lot.
Lot of wine.
Well, I'm stocking up for the holidays.
Sure.
I have company coming. I'm going to have a party. Anyway.
This weekend?
No, but a Hispanic man and his little boy were, sort of like ran right in front of me. They were, checker was taking me somewhere. And so we tripped over each other, and I literally thought, oh, I think I almost broke my hip. Like, I literally fell. But the little boy fell, too. But I just thought, like, I've seen all these videos of people being douchebags to each other. And if I were, like, a real Karen, you can imagine her saying something, you know, racist or whatever. I just got up and I, like, hugged him. And I was like, buddy, are you okay? Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. And he was so brave. Like, he didn't cry. He didn't.
He fell down and went boom.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't think the dad spoke English, but I can't even explain it. There was a sort of language of just common decency. Mm-hmm. Just like, I'm so sorry. Is your little boy okay? Oh, you're okay. Okay. You know, just like make it like a not a... because I'm just saying, oh my God, I see these every day, these videos of people being just terrible to each other and feeling emboldened to just, anyway, that's all. That was my little act of resistance yesterday. God. All right. I wasn't drunk either.
Really? I really didn't believe that part.
I know you're thinking, oh, you were just because you were happy.
Right.
No, I know. It was in the morning. You were here.
You drank in the morning.
I do not. How dare you?
You have.
Only a mimosa. That doesn't count.
It doesn't. Like a Bloody Mary.
No.
Doesn't count. Same with a screwdriver. Right. They don't. Those are morning drinks.
Very occasionally. On a plane. Not. Okay.
Oh, well, if your bedtime is 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
I don't drink in the morning. All right.
11 o'clock is still the morning.
I don't drink 11 o'clock. Oh, my God. I'm back to hating him. I don't care if he's sick. Chug some NyQuil, you bastard.
49. That's considered drinking, too.
It is. There is alcohol.
There is alcohol in NyQuil.
Exactly. 49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by the coziest of Earths. I'm so happy in my new... First of all, I already have the jammies. The jammies are so soft, so comfy. But I got the sheets, I got the duvet cover, and I got the comforter. Because I'm just going to tell you, it's a slippery slope. Once you get one cozy layer, you're like, now this feels like sandpaper,
right.
This layer.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Can't have that.
Right? No, you cannot. And I'm telling you, the holidays coming up, everybody loves giving Cozy Earth. Cozy Earth women's bamboo pajama set or men's pajamas. They're must-haves. They are stylish, super soft, perfect for cozy mornings or lazy evenings. They're temperature-regulating fabrics. That's what keeps you cool and cozy, plus a 10-year warranty. So these gifts will last for many holidays to come. Wrap the ones you love in luxury. Head on over to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my code Stephanie for up to 40% off. That's right, up to 40% off. How amazing is that? CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get that post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, that woman's about as subtle as a rhinoceros horn at the backside.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. RoundhouseProvisions.com, code Stephanie.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text Stephanie to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
Let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You still aren't sleeping, you still hurt, you're stressed out. That's how it was for me. So I cleared out my cabinet, reset my health with CBD from CB Distillery. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experience more calm. 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern that haven't found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee. CB Distillery is the source I trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started right now. Visit CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie for 20% off. That's CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie. One more time, CBDistillery.com.
From the National Institutes of Health, this is HealthBeat. Sleepiness and fatigue. They contribute to lapses in attention, slowed reaction times, errors in working memory, reduced ability to learn, and difficulties with problem solving. These factors are made all the more dangerous when people force themselves to stay awake. At a recent National Center on Sleep Disorders research conference, Dr. David Dinges of the University of Pennsylvania emphasized that blatant acceptance of sleepiness should be outlawed by society.
The willful or motivated
Overriding of sleepiness by people is the single largest unspoken barrier we face in getting people to confront sleepiness as an unstable biological state that can intrude into waking functioning and lead to catastrophic outcome. It's not funny in a 17-year-old kid in a car at night. We got to get over the cuteness of sleepiness and confront the biological danger of sleepiness in the workplace.
For more information on sleep disorders and how to overcome them, visit health.nih.gov. For HealthBeat, I'm Phil Stevenson.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take a one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cat is loose on that
ketchup. Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
This portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. Bye, wow. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Not only could it not be good for them, but if it's cooked on high heat, a lot of dog foods are, there's those dangerous byproducts. They're called AGEs. They can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system, make them act slower or older than they actually are, like Alex Jones. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. Raw, freeze-dried Nature's Blend. This is what Dr. Marty has created, and it is so good. It's made of all superfoods, right? Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables. It is shelf-stable. It's mess-free. It's full of nutrients. It tastes absolutely delicious. I love the smell. Oh, I huff the bag every time I open it. 54%. Also, I love the kisses right after they eat. Aww. Oh, my God, they're so sweet. 54% off the best dog food in the world, Nature's Blend. And get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply. 55 minutes after the hour. Hey, Jody, remember how all morning I've been going, hey, did you get that story? I have it right here. I have it. Oh, I have it. I have it. Don't help
me. Good.
Here
good
it is. Once again, disinformation. What do I keep saying? With 25 focus groups and $45 million, advisors to Elon Musk pitted people against each other to cause a rift in the Democratic Party and depress turnout for Kamala Harris's campaign, according to a new report. They found Muslims were bombarded by ads promoting Harris's backing of Israel, while Jewish voters were told she was supportive of Palestine. Left-wingers were told Harris has abandoned the progressive dream, while more conservative voters heard of her liberal agenda. Right? We were saying 2016 on steroids, mm-hmm. You know? So part of it is, you know, again, I don't know how we better educate our side to not vote against or not fall for this stuff, right. This kind of disinformation, because it's all lies. It's not like they were, you know, Harris's actual policies. It's just... But and now here we are. House Republicans have revived and are looking to push through legislation this week that would hand Trump's incoming administration sweeping power to investigate and shut down nonprofit organizations, including news outlets and humanitarian groups. Mm-hmm. Zeke Heil, y'all, this time the GOP is attempting to advance the bill through regular order, meaning it can pass with a simple majority. I mean, I have no clue whether Attorney General Matt Gaetz is going to happen. For instance, as many as 30 Republican senators say there are no on Matt Gaetz. But we've also seen this history of people just folding mm-hmm. when Trump puts the pressure on them. Mm-hmm. And
he's got compromat on them.
Yeah. I mean, and this is what's chilling. A national security lawyer with a reputation for defending political or potential whistleblowers has three words of advice for critics of Donald Trump. Take a vacation, he said. I'm taking him and his inner circle at their word. They have promised retribution and retaliation.
Yes, they have.
I mean, I worry for several of our high-profile friends. Fortunately, I'm such a peon, they may not.
They won't know who I am, so that's good.
We're like the Who's in Whoville compared to, you know. Yes, Yahoo Dore is my point, Chris. That's exactly my point. Chris in Phoenix, real quick, before we go. Hi, Chris.
Chris?
Hi, Chris.
Chris ain't there,
he wanted to say if you voted for Trump, he would still dig you. Chris's hotness seems to, you know, seems to cover a multitude of sins.
That woman who called in earlier seemed to write some fan fiction that I voted for Trump. So, you know, they are.
Chris did not vote for Trump. Okay.
Chris did not vote
We'll
for
see
Trump.
You tomorrow.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Kim Shevchik and the Doctors in Recital into the studio. Then Civic Media's own Melissa Kay joins me to talk about her new show, Community Stories. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.